Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402. You can go to kqms.com and we're streaming. So you can hear, you can listen to the show wherever you are in the world. We're also on 1670 that reaches out there, 10,000 big watts. And thinking and speaking of 10,000 big watts, here's our producer, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You all lit up today, Frosty?
Oh, it's been busy over here this morning.
Well, you know, it should be.
A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening today. You know, people should be shots being fired where the president's at. And we'll talk about that in a second, about just how stupid can people be. And, you know, but we had a great event today, a great morning. And speaking of a great morning, here she is. Linda Bott.
Good morning, and thank you for coming out. Those of you who did this morning, I've been moved to the point where it's an emotional day. Of course, it's September 11th. If you're breathing, you need to remember. You need to put your flag out. If it's not out, go home at lunch and put it out. Or get a little flag and fly it in your car. Today is one of those days that we need to come together as a nation and remember those people who lost their lives when there were four separate incidences within a matter of, what, an hour and a half?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Okay, so this morning we're up at the big flag on Bocelli. Okay, the flag's not up. We get there at 6:30. It's not yet quite. Dawn is breaking. And I have to tell you, they had a color guard that came and did, I don't know what they had the big flag. The big flag is so big, it took two long tables in order to have the flag prepared to go up. So the Enterprise band was there, and they played. And when the flag went up, and the band was playing, I think the band was playing, there was something about the raising of the flag that was so emotional. It hit me in a way that I just thought of how they were so, what's the word I want to say? How they honored the flag. They wouldn't let the flag didn't touch the wrought iron.
The ceremony was of honor with the color guard of the first responders that were there. The fact of bringing the flag to the top of the flagpole and then lowering it to half mast in remembrance of those who died.
But it was Old Glory in all of its glory. Being raised, it made me think of all the lives that have been lost since in the last how many years?
8 years.
No, before that. All the people who have put their lives on the line for our country in that flag. So when it was raised and all of a sudden dawn broke, the light shone through the flag. It was unbelievable. If you ever can go to a flag-raising ceremony up on Bocelli, do so. It's unbelievable.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Before 9 a.m. Eastern Time, with word that a plane had crashed into one tower of New York's World Trade Center. It could have been an accident until this.
We just saw another one. We just saw another one. Another plane just flew into the second tower.
This is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, September 11, 2001.
And we are remembering.
And we are remembering. You know, there are places that gloss over this. We do not do that. Too many heroes that day. 411 firefighters and first responders as thousands of people fled from those two buildings. The first responders went straight up those stairs and they didn't take elevators. They were climbing up hundreds of stories to get to the people that they needed to rescue.
Now, we want to remember that this is open line, so whatever you want to talk about today, do call us 221-1402. The phone lines are lit up. Let's go to the phones.
Gary, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Linda and Carl.
Good morning.
Due respect for the that 9/11. This might be a little off topic, but Monday the 14th of September is a cost of health care informational forum at the Holiday Inn at 6 o'clock. Now it is it's under the auspices of the Tea Party, but it is not a political demonstration or any such thing. It is an informational meeting, and speakers will be from the healthcare community, a couple of the CEOs, I understand, some doctors, and of course the audience will participate too. So I invite any and all to come and be informed, and any and all to contribute to how they see this healthcare brouhaha and how it affects them or could affect patients. And again, it is Monday evening, 6 o'clock at the Holiday Inn.
Now, I understand that one of the main speakers there is a big proponent of the change in the healthcare plan.
Yes.
So, and I just wanted to reinforce what Gary was saying, is that this is a, you know, both sides, so people can hear, you know, all sides of this, which, as you know from listening to the show, is that while we are against many parts of the healthcare bill, we also believe that there's parts of our healthcare system that need to be changed dramatically. So it's a type of thing, is that you need the information, you need to get all sides of it to be able to make your minds up, you know, and not just follow some Pied Piper down the path. So Gary, thanks a lot. And we'll talk about this again Monday.
Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, Gary.
You bet. Charlie, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning there, specialist.
How are you guys?
When do you start calling colonels by their first name? Huh?
Exactly.
That'll be sir to you.
Are you going to smoke me, sir, huh?
Well, no.
We're not going to go there now. Anyway, Charlie, what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling you guys about our new Christmas for the Troops North State Packaging Project.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's happening?
Now, this is in conjunction, of course, with Linda's concert when she did the concert for the troops, and we collected money so that we could start sending packages to our troops that are going to be deployed from the North State, be deployed during Christmas.
So I think there's a bunch of people that are getting together, right, Charlie?
Right, yeah. There's several organizations in our area in the North State that have projects like this to send packages to the troops, and then, of course, your DVD. So I thought it would be exciting to combine all of these efforts and to create one community effort for this project.
I think that's a great idea. One of the big things we need, and from our listeners and our listeners' friends, is that we need the names of our deployed warriors.
Yes, we do, yes. That's one of the biggest challenges for this type of project, is getting a comprehensive list of our warriors that are deployed, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines and Coast Guard around the world, so that we can get them a Christmas package, a little something from home, Linda's great DVD and some goodies and essentials that are, you know, as we know, can be very difficult to get over there.
Well, here's something I found out. I didn't realize that you couldn't just make a call to all the branches and say, who's deployed?
Exactly. That would be so much easier.
And so what we need, and really, it please, is for our listeners, if you have a neighbor, if your church, wherever you are, find out for us, please find out, who you know that's deployed, so that they can receive a special gift with their names on it. And it'll be like what Charlie said. It'll be a bunch of goodies, and it'll be from Merry Christmas from the North State. Now, who do people contact?
Well, they can contact me directly. My email address is very simple. It's Charlie T, that's CHARLEET, at pacbell.net.
Or you can go to freefireradio.com. And it says contact us. You click on that, and you can contact, you just send an email to Linda and I, and we will pass this to Charlie. Or you can call 530-241-2682, which is our office phone, and leave the name and the information. We'll get back to you.
Excellent. Make sure you have an APO or an FPO address,
yep,
because that's,
yep,
how it's going to reach them.
Yep. Okay.
And I also wanted to just give a shout out to the groups that we have involved so far. with this project, and that's Free Fire Radio, Women's Army Corps, Northern California Veterans Museum, and Families Honoring Our Troops.
Right, and there'll be more.
Yes, there'll be more. And the event itself, yes, we're looking for more. We're looking for organizations that want to help do the work to put this thing together because, as you guys know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And for businesses who'd like to sponsor it. And the event itself is going to be held on the 21st of November at 1700 at the Vets Hall.
That's 5 p.m.
That's 5 p.m. at the Vets Hall, sorry.
Yeah, right, Charlie.
Yeah, and,
you've been in the service all of a day and a half. And you're
no.
terms. Hey, we got to run, Charlie, but we're going to be talking a lot more about this, but we really appreciate what you're doing there, specialist.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's right, out here.
Okay, out here.
All right, this is Carlin DeBott. We got to take a break. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising, and I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower, but there was a cascade of sparks and fire, and now this, it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion, this huge billowing smoke in the second tower. This was the second of the...
Okay, that was when the first tower collapsed, and if you were watching TV, how could you ever forget that? Let's go to the phones. Norm, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
I'm a little non-political this morning. I just want to call and I want to thank everybody involved in making this morning possible. And if anybody can go up there and watch them raise that flag and not get chills and get choked up, they're a better person than I am because it just chokes you up something fierce when they raise that flag. And thanks again, everyone involved in this.
Now, that was, you know, the Lions Club, our first responders, the fire department, and so many people showed up today, you know, Enterprise High School.
It was great.
Wasn't it something? And I wish that everybody could have seen it because it was truly, truly a memorable sight.
I do too, because they're raising that flag, I'll tell you, if it don't run chills up down your spine, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Norm, not only raising the flag, but when they lowered it to half mast. Well,
absolutely. The whole thing. I mean, it was all just, it was great.
Yeah, everybody had some tears in their eyes.
It's hey, too Norm, bad everybody can't be there.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, thanks a lot.
You guys take care now.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
John, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you this
Good
morning?
Good morning, John. Thank you.
I'm feeling kind of somber this morning, it being 9/11, and I definitely remember where I was and what I was doing, and I'm not going to get into the details of it. But I would like to say that at this particular day and time, it's time for us to look aside from all of this health care debate issue and start putting our president on the spot for something entirely different. It's time to start looking at what his defined plan is for Afghanistan. There's enough of us just being there and fighting. What is our purpose? What is it going to take to get our troops undeployed from there and this mission completed? I mean, I think if we look back on history, the Russians went into Afghanistan and they had a plan. The plan was just win. And we saw what it did to them. It destroyed their economy. It wiped out the morale of the military, the Russian military, and in many ways caused the fall of the Soviet Republic. Whether or not anybody feels good or bad about that isn't an issue to me. What is an issue is what is it going to take for us to get out of Afghanistan? And let's put some pressure on the president. Forget health care. Let's get something done about Afghanistan and getting it completed. I don't see any policy.
Okay, John. Well, you know, I have to agree with you. We got about a minute left, but so let's talk a little bit about this. It's the thing is, it's one thing to go into it, but I've never even heard them use the term win.
Right.
And that scares me too. But here's the thing. At least in Iraq, we now have an exit strategy, but I can tell you that exit strategy has been there for 5 years. They just haven't been able to do it. So we do have an exit strategy there, and I think it can work. The thing about Afghanistan is I don't see a clear-cut plan either. And Afghanistan, it wasn't just the Russians. The British, any other nation that went into Afghanistan had their lunch handed to them.
The Germans are there right now getting theirs handed to them, as well as us.
Our people are not, you know, we are losing people there. We need a plan. We'd like to hold the president responsible for sending our men and women into conflict. Yes, the war started, but this is one of the things that President Obama said. Afghanistan is the place we need to concentrate. So, Mr. President, how are we going to concentrate there?
If we don't have a plan.
Hey, John, thanks for your phone call.
Welcome, Carl. Have a good day.
You bet. This is Carl Lindebaugh. We're on Free Fire Radio. You know, it's a special day for America. And, you know, I hate to get into political things. Maybe this is a day that we all just kind of like join together again, put that flag up. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402, and that's what we were talking about. It seems like close to the 9/11 ceremony, the Coast Guard was having an exercise and firing off a bunch of weapons, which is just what they needed at the Pentagon with the president, you know, rolling around there, was to have the Coast Guard shooting up the place.
They don't need to be.
I'm sure it was blanks.
Exercising. They don't need to be doing that today.
Exercising is fine, but you might want to think twice because you're out there shooting blanks and the Secret Service is shooting back at you with M60 machine guns. So, hey, Pastor Dahl. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We miss you.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. These have been busy days, and boy, what a... Yep. Thanks for the reminder today. I drove by the flag raising, but I had to get to another meeting, and you're right. It was just, wow, what a sight. And to remember back, I remember being at a meeting, sitting at a table, and all of a sudden looking up that morning and looking and saying, there's something wrong on television. We all stood up, went by the television, and we're just in awe. And the meeting was dismissed, and we were all off, you know, to, at that time, at the mission going. And we were just in awe of what happened and our heroes. In fact, that's why I called, because I want to remind people about... we are going to be honoring our real heroes of our community, like we do each of the last, this is our seventh annual, in November. And so this week is our kickoff week for, putting applications in for our real heroes in our community.
Oh, really? How does one go about doing that?
Well, they can do it a number of ways. I'm going to have applications, drop them off there at the station. They can go on our website, which is ShastaRedCross.org. They can stop by or call, and we'll send them an application. They have till the end of October, or I mean the 1st of October. The event is on November the 10th. It's 6:30 in the morning breakfast. You guys were a part of it last year, and we honor 10 to 12 heroes throughout our community in medical, fire, youth, law enforcement. And this year, Carl, this is something that I'd like to... it's a new category called Fallen Hero category.
Uh-huh.
And just to honor a fallen hero from our community that for a family. And so we have a number of categories, like I say, Good Samaritan, Community Volunteer, Public Service. And so we're looking forward to a great, great event. And
great.
We'll be at Wind River Casino on the 10th of November.
The 10th of November.
Right, the day before Veterans Day.
Of the Marine Corps Ball there.
Oh, very good.
You might want to think about what time is this going to be, at lunch or something?
No, 6:30 in the morning.
6:30 a.m.
Oh, 6:30 a.m. Okay, well, then that's okay because nothing interferes with the Marine Corps birthday celebration.
No, I totally understand
all
that,
right,
sir.
I just
now,
make
we
sure.
Get to see you tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, tomorrow night we have the celebrities event, celebrity waiters. I don't know how I got invited for the celebrity,
well,
but
I don't know how we did either. You know,
so we're going to be dipping and wine, meaning dipping, putting hors d'oeuvres down on tables. It's for the United Way. I'm not sure if there's any tickets left. If there are,
well, they could call the United Way office and find out and ask for Colleen over there, and they'll be glad to take good care
Absolutely.
Of them. It's going to be a fun night. The thing that I am excited about is I get to dust off my tuxedo, which I very rarely get to use. So
picture time.
Yeah, I'll dust it off and get it all set. We're going to have a great, great evening.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Bless you guys. Have a great day. And you're right. We have a blessed country. We just want to keep it moving in that direction.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
That's one of those things about what we really, not just one of the things. I think Carl and I were really brought together in an event where we were honoring We were honoring those Western heroes. And Carl was asked while he was on leave from Iraq to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. And, it, you know, it's so in our lives daily, I think it's woven in what it is to really remember and honor those who came before us. And today is one of those days that whatever you're doing, just stop now and then and think about, you know, honoring and remembering and what you can do to make a difference in our community. Let's go to the phones.
Jerry, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
I'm former U.S. Air Force, and I heard you mention first responders. And so I called the Pentagon Police and asked them about September 11th, 2001, and asked if first responders saw anything interesting. And my basic question was, on the computer, it shows the single large hole in the wall of the Pentagon. And I asked, I said, where the fuselage would have hit is where the hole is. And yet, where the wings and the engines would have hit, the windows aren't even broken out. I asked, why is that? And the nice lady who answers the questions like that said, quote, this conversation is over. In other words, for some reason, they're not allowing these first responders to tell what they saw. And I'll take my answer on, over there. And my second question is, since I was near Colorado Springs and Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD, at that time had the F-16 circling overhead. I've always wondered why W. Bush allowed the three plane loads of Muslims to return to Saudi Arabia during that no-fly time. And I'll take my answers over the air.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. I can't answer anything about the fact that the three plane loads, I just heard it was like 16 or 17 people. It's gone up to three plane loads now. I don't know about that. You know, I don't know if that's an urban myth. I don't know where that's at because, you know, I've heard it, but I've never really looked at it. As far as the Pentagon is, you got people on the ground there who said it was a jet airplane. There's been studies after study after study that shows that the Pentagon is very, very solidly constructed. When that fuselage hit it, everything else collapsed around it. They've done all types of research. They've done everything. But there are people that will never believe that, that will never believe that it was aircraft that hit it, that it was a missile, a Tomahawk missile. But then we go into, well, where'd the plane go to? You know, that was taken. And, you know, and what about the plane that, you know, that landed, you know, that crashed in Pennsylvania? Was that taken? You know, you hear all different types of theories and conspiracy theories, but you know what? I just kind of believe in my heart that these 19 terrorists that were trained in the United States did it because we became complacent. We had trained our people to go along with terrorists. Oh, just go along with them. Nothing's going to happen. And guess what? Something did happen. The one plane that realized what was going on, this is the last plane that was heading in, and his target could have either been the Congress or it could have been the White House. Those passengers on the plane realized what was going on. They were talking on their cell phones, and they took action. Let's roll. They weren't trained on how to take down a plane, how to take it back from terrorists. So what they did was they charged them. And you know what? You want to talk heroes? They're your heroes. So when people talk to me about that it was our country that did this, that attacked ourselves, you know, I just don't believe that. I will never believe that. I believe that 19 terrorists did this. I believe that we should make sure that never happens again. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, boy. Well,
hello.
You know, it is September 11th, and it is a solemn day, and it's a day to... It's a day to remember, but it's also a day to celebrate that our lives. It's a day to give thanks and just be appreciative of you know what we have, and we do live in a great country. I was thinking about how since we've been doing this show, which is something that we really greatly enjoy as a husband and wife team, to get up in the morning and come do this. is that we get a chance to, you know, you can call in 221-1402 whenever you just need to talk about something or share for a community to be empowered. And there's somebody that we that you used to email or would email you, and you didn't know who it was. And he is a great American, somebody who's brought things to your attention. And when we see him, he's out in Selma Winery, John. That's just a small example of the wide variety. I mean, not that he's a small example, but that, you know, you just never know what you're doing in your life and who you're going to touch. And so always do it with pride and always do it with integrity and dignity. And you can tell that, for instance, John, the reason we're saying this is, you know, we're going to come out there on Sunday and we want to just give a shout out to you because you have really made movement to be a great American in the things that you do and the things that you say and the interest that you take and how you want to see us keep our country on the right track. So that, you know, we just feel like every now and then we need to say that to people that touch our lives.
You know, people that have touched our lives. You know, and the last phone call about, was it a conspiracy? You know, was it a conspiracy? You know, maybe someday we'll talk about that. You know, I know there's people that believe that, could believe that this was something done by our government or a shadow government or something that there was not, it was not just 19 people that could take down the towers. But other people that touch you too is we have, you know, when I first came to Reading, it was February 22nd, 2007, when I drove up to see Reading and from Sacramento, and I was met by the Patriot Guard riders. And there was one of them, and there was like sleet on the ground. One of them was wearing a muscle shirt, you know, shaved head. It's cold out. And they called him Sunshine. And Sunshine's name is Andy. Andy is a immigrant from Great Britain. His son has served two or three tours in Iraq now. And Andy and his true love, Barbara, are leaving Reading today. In fact, they probably are on the road. And I just wanted to say goodbye to them because they are people that truly, truly welcomed me into the community here, and one of the reasons I stayed. And I can't say enough about Andy, including the time he brought a 150-pound boulder to our house that he had gotten out of the river because he thought it would look good in the backyard.
And it reminded him, the rock reminded him of us.
Well, probably reminded him of me,
and they,
dumb as a rock.
And he shellacked it, and he carried it from this trunk all the way in the backyard.
150 pounds. And he put it down. He said, now, I think it looks perfect there. And this is right in the middle of our walkway. But, you know, after, you know, 2 years, nobody's tripped over that rock. Of course, it's huge, so how could you miss it? Anyway, Andy and Barbara, we want to say thank you. And, you know, Godspeed and fair winds. Now, the other thing we had going is the city of Shasta Lake is having a ceremony tonight. It's going to be a candlelight ceremony. I think you'd be there about 5:30. They're going to have speakers. It's going to be another remembrance of what happened on 9/11. But the city of Shasta Lake really puts on a really good ceremony. And there's going to be a barbecue there, speakers. They've got parts of the towers that fell or is in their memorial right there. So I think it's one of the few.
221-1402 is the number to call. You know, why don't you call us and tell us, what were you doing? Where were you? It's a time to just, I don't know, just everybody needs to share today.
Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. Let's go to the phones. Robert, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, I just wanted to say something about what I was doing that day. I was working a night shift job as a security guard, and I had the night off. And my mom and I were listening to, or we're wanting to listen to the folks who had the show that you guys do similarly, that was the lead up to Rush. But we turned the radio on, and next thing I know, I'm hearing every news chopper on the East Coast, and I'm like, what is this, an invasion? So we turned on the TV, and we saw the smoke pouring out of the first tower.
Oh, so you were in New York then?
No, I was in California.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I remember seeing a pre-Twin Tower skyline from the deck of the Staten Island Ferry the summer before I started kindergarten because my family had made a trip to New Jersey to see my paternal grandmother.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we saw that, and the ironic thing is one of our neighbors let us borrow a horse, and the horse went bonkers, and when I checked the time, it was about the time that the first plane had slammed into the tower, give or take the 3 hours time difference between California and New York.
Wow.
Anyway, as I was saying to the call screener, a friend of my younger brother's who was in the wedding party with us when my younger brother got married, he works in the suburbs of D.C. now for a civilian contractor who has several contracts with the military, and their Air Force liaison, a bird colonel. The plane that hit the Pentagon zeroed in on that man's office, and praise the Lord, and passed the ammunition. They were all out on the golf course playing hooky that day.
Wow.
You know, we heard somebody else that had been working in that spot. You know, he was a civilian working there helping with the communications, that he had to go someplace else. And so he walked out of that area to the other end, well, not the other end, but to another section of the Pentagon, and it hit while he was gone, and killing the guy that was there working with him.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, just don't forget to keep those brave young men and women in your prayers at church on Sunday, because my dad was a World War II veteran, and I've got the flag out, and I'm going to remind people not to forget about this day, especially after this little bit that I saw in the Sacramento Bee the other day about that ambush in that one village where the four Marines got killed.
Yeah.
Seems that the guys on the ground were calling for air support and helicopters, and some yahoo sitting on the sidelines wouldn't give it to them, saying that, oh, there are women and children in the village. And well, the guy who was calling it in said, yeah, and those women and children are schlepping ammo to the guys who are trying to kill us. Now, how about giving us some artillery here? And the guy still refused.
You know, we get to be politically correct in combat.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's
that, how would we have won World War II if we'd have thought like that? Because I'm here to tell you, if my dad was still around, he'd tell you what he saw from the Bob Uecker seats after he had his one time in the front row at Pearl Harbor. And you don't win a war by telling the people who are getting shot at, oh, sorry, we can't give you the stuff that you need because there might be women and children in harm's way. Well, what about what happens when the women and children are helping the guys who are trying to kill you?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of along these lines, Carl, didn't we just have a conversation with somebody about Ramadan?
Yeah, well, it was you know, one of our callers talked about how Ramadan being the holy time of the Muslim faith was also, it spiked in the amount of attacks that we suffered. But, you know, Al-Qaeda in Iraq back then, they could care less about, you know, religion. They were there to fight. Anyway, thanks a lot, Robert,
right,
for your phone call.
Thank you. Calls. Keep up the good
all
work.
Right.
You bet. Thank you.
And a good reminder to keep your flags. Get your flags out, folks.
Yes, you know, in today's, if you don't have them up, just you know, go home at lunch and put them up. Because it doesn't mean that you agree with decisions that were made after that. All it says is that this is our country. You know, for one time, our country, you know, not one time, but our country came together after that. And since then has, you know, split so divisively to such partisanship that, you know, it makes you wonder if, you know, how long it's going to take and what's it going to take to bring us back together. And perhaps if we can just put aside our differences for one day, and say, you know, let's honor the people that were killed. You know, you don't, you know, some people say, oh, I don't think it should be patriotic. You know, I don't care. I don't care what you call it.
Well, the president has deemed it.
Well, but the thing is, I don't care what you call it. As long as you remember, as long as you share this with, especially with the younger generation, because now you've got kids coming into school and they want to talk, teachers in the school districts want to talk about 9/11. They don't remember it. They don't remember it. It's 8 years ago. And so now you're teaching something that has such a dramatic impact in our country and still does. They're teaching it like a historical event. And then, you know, it's like December 7th. You know, it doesn't touch me. December 7th. Oh, okay. What was that? Okay. World War II. They have no concept. They have no concept of what happened and the way we are fighting this war. They don't have a concept because where is the sacrifice of our nation? So, let's go quickly. Hey, we've got like 30 seconds.
Morning, Clark. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Good morning, kids.
Yeah, we got like 30 seconds.
How do we come together? First off, we eliminate hyphenated Americans. We are Americans.
That's a good start.
Thank you.
You know what? He's right. Because
that's a bottom line.
Because we are Americans. Yep. You know, why should there be a hyphen there? Anyway. Okay. Hey, look, I want everybody, I know it's been kind of a sad day or and a day to think, but it all should be a day of joyous remembrance of a, of our nation coming together, a strong nation. And we should remember our warriors out there on the walls. Don't ever forget them while we're having, having that beer or that barbecue. Think about the men and women that are out there in places we can't even pronounce guarding us, giving it their best. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?